Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring top 40 charting songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. One song in each of those three decades in order. This half hour, we'll hear from the Four Tops, The Temptations, Stevie Wonder, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, The Supremes, Diana Ross, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and The Jackson 5. All coming up the next half hour as we feature top 40 charting songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s.
Feather in your cap if you catch a robber. Dirt in your face if your scheme falls through. Pay close attention to my story, and you'll find every word is true.
Young man standing on the corner, selling death, no conscience has he.
In the name of God, won't somebody stop me?
Think
of life and death.
Can't you see?
Ain't no time to stand back and point your finger.
No time to point your finger.
We've got to face reality. No, 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 no. Don't turn your back on this problem,
people.
Too much depends on you and me. You're feeling so uptight.
Yeah. Take a look around.
Don't be afraid.
Take a look around.
It's tearing the younger generation down.
Take a look around.
Don't be afraid. Take
a look around.
People, it's up to you.
You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
A Motown memory from Stevie Wonder, Go Home, that reached number 10 from 1985 on the U.S. pop charts. Before that, The Temptations, Take a Look Around, that reached number 30 from 1972. And we start with the Four Tops, You Keep Running Away, number 19 from 1967. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring top 40 charting songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. One song from each of those three decades in order. Well, we've heard from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, so let's turn it back to the 1960s and Bobby Taylor and the Vancouver's, their only top 40 song, Does Your Mama Know About Me? Well, in 1965, Supremes members Mary Wilson and Florence Ballard heard Bobby Taylor and the Vancouver's in Vancouver when they were visiting. They alerted Motown founder Berry Gordy, and Berry brought the Vancouver's to Motown Records in Detroit and signed them that year. Interestingly enough, the future comedian Tommy Chong of Cheech and Chong fame was a member of the Vancouver's, and he co-wrote Does Your Mama Know About Me? Well, Bobby Taylor was famous for another reason. In July 1968, he was playing with the Vancouver's in Chicago, and he had a local area band called the Jackson 5 as their opening act. Well, Bobby Taylor was impressed with the group, and he personally brought them to Detroit and the Motown offices, arranged an audition for them with Motown executive Susan DePass, and DePass and Berry Gordy were impressed with the Jacksons, and the group was signed to the label within a year. Well, here are Bobby Taylor and his Vancouver's, Does Your Mama Know About Me, right here on Motown Man.
Accept me as a man, and what about you? Understanding, or does he think the usual way? Maybe I shouldn't worry, but I've been through this before, and I'd like to get things straight before I'm knocking on your door. Accept the burden. I know we'll surely come your way. Maybe I shouldn't worry, but I've been through this before, and I'd like to get things straight before I'm knocking on your door.
Somebody. Everybody's got the right to love. it's my turn to see what I can see. I hope you'll understand this time's just for me, because it's my turn. With no apologies, I've given up the truth to those I've tried to please, but now it's my turn. If I don't have all the answers, at least I know I'll take my share of chances.
Diana Ross, It's My Turn, number 9 in the U.S. pop charts from 1980. Before that, The Supremes, Without Diana Ross, Everyone's Got the Right to Love, number 21 from 1970. And we started with Bobby Taylor and the Vancouver's Does Your Mama Know About Me, number 29 from 1968. This is Motown Memories with Tom Mellon. And for this hour, we're featuring songs one per decade from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. All songs made top 40 status on the U.S. pop charts. Well, coming up, a great song by Gladys Knight and the Pimps, Everybody Needs Love. Well, Everybody Needs Love was written in 1964 by Norman Whitfield and Eddie Holland Jr. The first version was released by The Temptations for their album called The Tempting Temptations in 1965, but the most successful version coming up was by Gladys Knight and the Pimps. It peaked at number 39 on the Billboard charts and number 3 on the Billboard Rhythm & Blues charts in 1967. Other Motown acts that recorded this song were Mary Wells, The Velvettes, and The Miracles. The song was taken from the album also called Everybody Needs Love, and the single was released on June 12, 1967. Well, here are Gladys Knight and the Pimps, Everybody Needs Love, right here on Motown Memories.
Say you wanna be but you won't let me love you. Say you want someone to trust in you, baby. Can't you see that's what I'm trying to do?
Tom Fowler.
You better get it together or leave it alone. If you don't want my loving, I'll be gone. Get up, get up, get up.
Get up off your high horse, girl. Think what you're doing, doing. Get up off your high horse, girl. Think what you're doing, doing.
Spinning around.
I'm spinning around. Your merry-go-round. You got me dizzy, 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 dizzy.
Get it together. Leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
If you don't want my love, I'll be gone.
Reached number 28 in the U.S. pop charts from 1973, and we started with Glass Night and the Pimps, Everybody Needs Love, number 39 from 1967. That, by the way, was her first top 40 song on the Motown record label. Well, this half hour, we've heard songs from 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, all top 40 songs, one per decade in that order. Coming up after the break, we'll pick up the 1980s in a song from 1980 from Smokey Robinson. So keep it right here on Motown.